All right. But what he is saying now, so that's the Shmuel has another chiddush that he says any Pesach opens the Rishus HaRabim needs a lechi. And he says on that point he argues with Rav Hanan Bar Rava. In other words, even though he agrees essentially that it's called a Pesach Min Atzad, Shmuel has another chiddush. A chiddush that any exit or any entrance to a mavli on any side, anywhere, needs a lechi. The kaira or the lechi at the Rosh HaMavli doesn't pattern, isn't mesak in all the different sides. So it's a fascinating chiddush. It's a new approach. He says it beferish. He says Shmuel's not like Rav Hanan Bar Rava. He's a third shita, essentially. But that is his, number one, that is his approach in the Rid. Okay, that's one. Point two was something else that came out of Seder this morning, which I want to share with everyone in our conversation. We pointed out the Rambam Shita is like the Ri, Mavi Akum. And we also pointed out that it seems to be the Rambam Lishitasei. Because according to the Rambam, a Pesach in a corner, Karen Zavis, cannot be Mesukum in the Tzuras of Pesach. So by definition, unless, you know, certainly if you learn like Rashi, if maybe the Hekrup Shah, maybe a little better, but either way, the Minastam, there's no room to make a Tzuras of Pesach in a corner. You can't do it. So the Ram Lishitasei would have had to say like the Ri. There's no other pshat in this sugya. Okay, those are the two points I wanted to make in the Haskalas sugya. All right. Now, in the Hemshech HaDvarim, as you saw on the sheet, the Mechaber learns that a Mavui Okum, he passes like Rav, as I think all the Rishonim do. I didn't see anyone chaylik on this. Rav and Shmuel, Lach is like Rav. So it has it in Mavui Mefulish. Tairas Sukim Mefulish. Number two, the Mechaber passes like Rashi. So as you may have noticed, the different Paiskim, Taich, the Dairis, were confronted by a problem. How then do we explain that the minhag doesn't seem to be anywhere to create lechis and create kairas in all of my various psachim and entrances and exits to the mobi? There was no din like that. And Yerushalayim Yimayim. I don't think in Yerushalayim. I think we have streets everywhere. There are mobi akum all over the place. And no one's makpid. We don't have tzuris apesachs everywhere. I don't have lechis. Maybe in individual shkunot, if you have some Talmud Chacham that wanted to accomplish lechi v'kaira, maybe they did it. But in general, that's not the way that people are paskin. So how do we explain it? What's the idea? So the first to address at least the heter, it is true, the Ran already dealt with the issue at an earlier point. The Ran, in Simon Ayin Beis, already talked about, somebody apparently wrote him a letter and wanted to explain why there was no need to have a lechi and a kaira in all the walls of the city, all the corners. And he right away disagreed. He says that it's impossible, you can't say that. We'll get to the reason why in a moment. He is only heter to explain why there was no need is because he says he doesn't think Rashi's right. He wants to paskin like the Ri, based on his psak like the Ri, therefore he has a heter. If you take the Ran kipshutai, it would almost sounds like he could find no heter. If we hold like Rashi, he's saying there's no way to do it. The Mari Vile, who lived a little later than the Ran, That's what the Ran said. The Ran understands that there's a Mavi, and a city has a Mavi Yochum, and he's talking about, by the way, did I give you the Shaila? No, I didn't give you the Shaila. I'm sorry I didn't do that. I didn't have, it was just space. But in the question of the Ran, it was clear the city was Mukefes Chaima, by the way. We were talking about a city that was Mukefes Chaima, and Afal Pichen, even though the city is Mukefes Chaima, he was not prepared to be Matir. Any of the Mavis in the city, they all need lechi v'kaira, if the halach would be like Rashi. He wants to say that that's not true. V'afal pi sh'Rashi machmir v'oimer sh'movo yokam tzarech tzuris pesach v'achim musayim v'lechi v'kaira l'chol echad mishnei reishav k'var cholku lov b'taisbis v'helu sh'ein dvar v'michu varim. It's not true. L'ficha kol sh'eish tzuris pesach v'reishim ov yagodo v'lechi v'kaira b'reisha acher v'tzuris pesach gam ken b'reish kol echad min amavuyis chitanim. He's holding like the Ri. The Mari Vial, who was a Talmud of the Mariel from the Gedali Ashkenaz, he addressed this issue in a slightly different way. He started out by bringing a Hagos Maimonius, which he paraphrases. It's a long Hagos Maimonius, and he says much more than this, but the bottom line he's saying is that all we need is two Lechayayim Mashu. Because the purpose of the break that we're making at any given Mavui seems to be just to make a Silik Diurim. It is just to break off from the Gaim. His problem is that besides the issue of the Tikkunim Mishum, the Tiltul of the Mavui Shabui, there's another halacha that we need Erev Chatzeris. And we'll learn, I don't forget those prokim, I hope we will, but we'll learn that an Erev Chatzeris cannot be made where there are Gaim involved. Gaim live in the Erev Chatzeris, there's no way you can make an Erev Chatzeris. So the only way that could be accomplished would be if we somehow figured out a way to separate the Jewish community from the Gaim. So by making dividers, and the dividers would be either with a Tzuris HaPesach or two L'Chayayim, it is possible now to separate the Jewish part of the city from the Gaish part of the city, and now we can make an Erev. And now he adds something. He says, well, the Girsa here is a little unclear. The words we have, it says, this Girsa that I got from the Bar Ilan is Mahay Taimus, some have Mikol Mokom, but he says, Nira Demavui Shalanu Lehavu Tairosim Kimafulish. Latzrichem Tzuris HaPesach Bamet Musoi Kedin Mavui Okum Dehosim Ayre Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim. He says our mavuyis are different. They don't need any kind of a tikkun at all the corners. Why? His reasoning is because Hossam, Lechari is talking about the sugi of mavi akum by us, Airi, b'mefulish, b'mesuach l'shu sarabim. And apparently the city was not patuach to l'shu sarabim. So what does he mean by that? That in the mavi in the city not patuach to l'shu sarabim. So the Masas bin Yamin understood him to mean that the din of Movi Mufulish is only if it's actually patuach to a din Rishus Rabbi Daraisa. Was a Xer Derabonan, ought to, that you shouldn't come to carry Rishus Rabbi Daraisa. But if it's not Rishus Rabbi Daraisa, there's no din. Says the Masas bin Yamin, he must have then been learning that a city is not considered a Rishus Harabin, because we're going to learn, we're going to see Machlekes Rishonim, Rashi Shita certainly, and Shita of many Rishonim, is that a city is only considered Rishus Harabin if it has 600,000 residents. Residents is the wrong word, 600,000 Mitsuyan boy. We will probably have to address that. The next sugi is as good a place as any to talk about it. Does Mitsuyan boy mean residents? Does it mean that they're there? Does it mean that they're at the same time? What exactly the 600,000 means? But whatever it means, it implies that there's a huge amount of people that are present in the city at any given time. So says the Masas bin Yamin, a lot of those cities in Europe that were discussed, he said they didn't have 600,000 people. So he thought, he understood, that's what the Marival was saying, that our cities are not considered Rishus HaRabim, they are not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, and therefore the whole Tzakut of Movim Foolish wasn't applicable. In fact, the Masas bin Yamin, he is rejecting and ignoring a whole bunch of Rishonim, a whole peckle of Rishonim that hold that the Shear is not 600,000, not meaningful. As long as the roads are 16 amas wide, they become a Rishus HaRabim, a city is as much a Rishus HaRabim as anything else. Therefore, the Masas bin Yamin wants to be chaylik once again. He does not accept the psak of the Marival, and therefore he says that you would need a lechi v'kara on all of the walls of the various cities. The Taz brings the Masas bin Yamin also. He brings the Marival.
Marival discussing a case where there's no another.
He didn't talk about it. Let's assume for a moment that he was. Now, it wasn't Mukafiz Chaman, it's much worse. But let's assume for a moment he was. Just for the sake of how the Masas bin Yamin understood him. He understood we're talking about a city. Remember, it could be they made an error. I doubt it. I doubt they made an error around the city. The Peskim are so many issues where they talk about where the fact that the Goyim are going to knock down anything they build. They were worried about that. Goyim, what's this thing doing here? They didn't like the Jews. Like anything, you're putting up things all over the place. They were going to knock them down. So it's unlikely. It's hard to imagine that they could have made a Tzuris HaPesach around the city. It just doesn't, unless no one's looking, maybe here, there, but okay. The Taz brought the Masas bin Yamin. He brings the Marival, brings the Masas bin Yamin, but he says, wait a minute. He says, the din is Paskin, and the Ramah, that even a Mavui Mufulish, almost a Carmelis, has the din, all the halachas of a Mavui Mufulish, and it needs Tikkun B'Amimus. So, B'Amimus. So he says, therefore, it won't help you. A Carmelis is the same din as Rishus HaRabim. So even if that's what the Marival meant, like the Masas bin Yamin, how was he answering the question? Unless you say a chiddush. You can say it's possible that the Mari vial is held lahalacha, was only by a mavui, a rishus rabim gemurah d'oraisa. That could be. But he's saying at least the libet hilchasa, the Mari vial is not going to help us. Because our cities are all karmaless. If they're all karmaless, it's not going to work. Ad kan the taz. Now, I want to share with you two approaches to explain, to answer this problem, and possibly offer a mahalach in what the machlokes between the Mari vial and the Ran is. You see from the Ran that whatever the Mari vial is saying what wasn't going to help. The Mari vial says he was. Let's see two approaches, two possible approaches that the that are brought by the Achronim to solve this problem, and then perhaps bring another, a third approach, perhaps, in understanding what the issue is and why it might still be a machlokes rishon. The Magen Avraham does something very interesting. He is going in on a Ramah. The Ramah is actually saying a Chumrah. It says, Yeshem denoyeg in ha'idna v'sakin kol mavuyis b'tzuras ha'pesach, d'chol mavuyis shalanu yeshlem din chatzeres. He says that we are only m'sakin our mavuyis ha'yoyim with a tzuras ha'pesach, because they have a din chatzer, they don't have a din mavuy. He was saying a chumrah. He was telling me that you cannot be samech that our mavuyis are called mavuy, they all have a din chatzer, and therefore the only tikkun that is possible is considered a tzuras ha'pesach. The Magen Avraham brings this, and he associates the Ramah with the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen is saying the same chumrah. Trumas HaDeshen is saying the same chumrah, and he wants to make a point. He is also explaining how we're going to be misaking the various cities, places in the city, the various corners, etc. And he says an interesting chiddush. He says that we cannot just put up a lechi in any place, even if it's a lechi etzba. He says you always need a tzuras ha'pesach. But in saying that statement, he, of course, he provides now his interesting chiddush, which maybe we spoke about, if you remember, a while ago. He wants to say that tzuras ha'pesach can be accomplished, he says, with a mashahu, and therefore he gives us a piece of advice around the city, just painting the walls of the city, putting on the corners just a wall. Apparently, there was very often to have something on top, you see that all over Europe, there was not uncommon to find such a thing, and he felt that tzuras ha'pesach could be created, or a tul lechi mashu could be created just by painting the corners of the walls. It sounds funny, but when you're reading the tshuvas, they speak about that. You know, going at 3 in the morning and sneaking around the city when the goyim aren't around, and just, you know, quickly going over the walls and painting them, putting up something in the corners. Everyone comes the next day, sees some paint there, doesn't know what it is, what it means. You know, the Jews are doing something. But that was his etza. And he writes, "Nidchakti bazeh." I said it had to be done dafka this way, because he understood that you cannot survive with just a single lechi, or just a kair, just saying there's something on top. That won't work, because he says our mavuyis have a din of chatzer. The Magen Avraham, having brought the Trumas HaDeshen, he brings the Mari vial b'chad ha'machta together with the Trumas HaDeshen. He understands apparently that the Mari vial was talking about a city that was totally mafulish, and he wants to say that based on that, it will be here. I'm now going to start reading the Magen Avraham for just a moment. Poshet da'ayra mukaf ha'chayma. Both the Mari vial as well as the Trumas HaDeshen are talking about a city surrounded by a wall. Shrei kosev she'eino ela silik diurin. Mari vial said it's just a silik diurin. It's not. We're not doing anything more than that. Aval be'ori haprazi tzorech tzuras ha'pesach. Inochinami. In Ori, a city that's a ir prazi would need a tzuras ha'pesach. The city, when it is surrounded by a wall, that's better. And he says, there we don't say it has, it didn't move him with foolish. Now, what does he mean? He doesn't bring the Masas Binyamin, or he does bring the Masas Binyamin. He says, it was not the Beshita Cheres and the Mari Vial. But as the Taz raised an important issue, that if every city has a din of a karmelis, it's not Rishus Rav, it's karmelis. What is it going to help you? How is it going to help? And he seems to have solved this by telling me the city was completely surrounded by a wall. So I want to suggest the following chiddush. Again, we haven't really learned this so much, and it's really sugyas all over the place. Yeah, it seems to have, by surrounding by a wall, their understanding was it turned the whole city into one big Rishus HaYachid. Whether it accomplished that, we'll have to see whether the gates were, you know, locked at light, weren't locked at light, locked at night. Whether the gates were locked at night. I tried to look into this a little. It looks like they did actually lock the gates at night. I'm very surprised at that. I couldn't believe that. It's such a foreign idea. But it was an idea that cities had. You know, they had a gatekeeper, and if you wanted to get in, you wanted to get out, I guess there was somebody that opened it. Every moshav has ghettos. That. At night, they close at night.
The ghettos.
So, yeah, I guess they were worried in the ghettos. But I mean, in the city. You have to remember, it wasn't until Thomas Edison, in the World's Fair in 1928, I think, and then it goes back a long time. It was the World's Fair, 1918, I think it was. That was the first electric lights. And if you, when you left the city, it's not like you went on a highway and had these gorgeous lights taking you all the way. You didn't have cars. Your buggy didn't have, the horse and buggy didn't have headlights in the front. There was no place to go at night. It was pitch black. So, you know, the traveling in intra-city was non-existent. So I guess it was for protection to close your city at night. In any case, it became Rishus HaYochid. But I want to point something out. If the city became a Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't mean that it's mutter to carry there. There are sections of the city, we're talking about where there were goyim, where it was usur to carry. Why? Because it was unable to be ma'uruf. The Erev Chatzeres couldn't be made. I want to suggest a chiddush. And that's what's really the issue between the Ran and the others. The Ran understands that the Din Movim LeFulish exists any time that there is a place that is usur to carry in the city. He writes that, Kimat Befurish. When the Ran explains, let me just find the line. He says, Va'achshav. He writes that since there are places in the city where it's, oh, here, look in the Ran for a moment. Lo yofa sisim shicharitim hamovoi balechi v'kar bilvad. Shavol pi she'irchem din rishus yochid aleh. It has a din rishus yochid. Kevin sheish lachoymo udlasli seh ninolos balayla. Afol pichein, kevin shalei huksher kol hamovoi. The whole movie wasn't huksher. Nimtze mishnei roishav pasuach lemokamo osur loy. It's patuach still to a place that's osur. And since it's patuach to a place that's aser, it carries with it a din movim mafulish. So even though the makom is not technically a karmelis, it's a chotish in a murevis. But the fact that there's makom as a surim in the city, it still gives the movi a din movim mafulish and requires all the tikkunim. I have a feeling that is what the Marival meant. Can't prove it. But that's what he meant. It's not a Rishus HaRam. He didn't mean Rishus HaRam versus a Carmelis. Not the Masas Binyamin Aram, that because it didn't have 600,000. He was understanding that in an enclosed city, I have neither Rishus HaRabim nor Carmelis. What I have essentially is a Chatzah She'enu Merevis. And that is another Machloikis. Whether or not a Mavim or Foolish open to a place that is also to carry, but not considered, not in din, considered to be a Rishus HaRam or Carmelis. It's a Chatz Shinimu Rebis. Does that carry with it the din of a Movim Foolish? And that's what the Rival meant. When he meant not Patuach to Rishus HaRam, he meant not Rishus HaRam Derais, and not Carmelis, which is tantamount to Rishus HaRam Derabonin.
You actually need a heter from that other Rishus?
That's what he was learning.
Saying it's a shlili.
He was learning, not only did you need a tikkun, that's what he meant. They were making siluk, they were dividing themselves off from the Goyim. And that division, he was saying, would be enough also to be matir my whole, because the whole reason why I don't know if it means my high time, I don't know what he was going. I'm vaguely touching up the Lushan, saying the very thing that I'm using to be misakein and divide myself up from the off from the Goyim, he said, is essentially also what's going to protect you from the Din Movim HaFoolish, because the areas you're going into are just the Chatzah Shenim U'Revis. Doesn't bother me that I don't have any kind of tikkun. So this would seem to be a machlekes between the Ran and the Marival. When I have a mokum v'foolish to a mokum that's enu mesukin, has an easter tiltel, But nonetheless, it's not a Rish Yusram or Karmelis. Does it have a din mavim mafulish? That, to me, is one point I see in the discussion here between these Rishonim. Number two. The Magen Avraham continues with a second chidush. He says something else. He says, Tzarchiyin l'shlarisi noigin kain. Says, nonetheless, before that, just before this part, there is another approach which was offered by the Marit. It's a fascinating approach. It's not our Indian, but we should be aware of it. He says something which I it's based on a Rashi later. And he says that's the way, the approach of the Mari ben Lev. He says, when you were a Mesak in a city as a whole, and not Mesakin it as individually Mavuos, Mesakin it as a whole one approach, you can Mesakin it as one big chutzer and be mati the city as a whole. That's a new approach, a new chiddush. I suspect that's going to have to be the heter in Yerushalayim, because we don't have the idea that we don't have a silik diurim from the Goyim. We're all patuach to there. And then, I don't know, maybe. But anyways, that was the approach. I'm just mentioning it. I'm not going into it. It's not our Indian. It's a whole different lumbus. Now, last part of the Magen Avraham is very interesting. He says, Tzarachin, Shlarisi Neugen Kain. Velachain, Nirali, Dechevan, Desosim Ramah, Vachosim, Kol Mavoy, Shalano, Yeshlam, Din Chatzeris. Says that he doesn't mean that the reason why they're chaseris is because of the heter, because of mukav chayma. By the way, I think the Magen Avraham understood that it bismanai the city, not all cities were mukav chayma, but filo ain mukav chayma. Kevin shein batim v'chaseris psuchais l'soytoi yesh lem hem din chotzer uvechotzer in chilik bein okum l'shove ain tzorach latikun echad bereishoy. New heter, new idea. He said because the mavois. All mavois are not patuach with batim v'chatzeres. He says, therefore, they don't have a din mavui. Everything has a din chatzer in Shalom Yisrael. Once it has a chatzer doesn't have any din matmimus, and therefore it's mutter. I don't know about you. I read this. I was perturbed. I couldn't find anybody comment on this Magen Avraham until the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish immediately says an amazing thing. He says right away, it's not true. The Metzius isn't so. Every Mavui is patuach with Batei v'chatzeres. What does he mean? Well, I assume he was learning as, I think we're going to say Pashtus. You had apartment buildings. They had that kind of idea. And every Mavui had a house which had a chatzer. You had a stairwell which was all the deer with the apartment entered into that. I'm about to tell you the Chazon Ish. Did you see it? Did you see it inside? No one asked me where the there's two Chazon Ishes about it. Chazon Ish 1 says, number one, it's not true. He says, not true. He doesn't know what the Magen Avraham is talking about. Comes up with a whole new shot. Chazon Ish enters a famous chidush. He wants to say that what the Magen Avraham doesn't mean the Metzius, the Batim Chatzeris. Of course they're Batim Chatzeris. He says, we don't have chatzeris was manazeh. A chatzer, he says, is a place that was reserved for dira. That's the word he uses, dira. And our chatzeris, and he says already back to the time of the Magen Avraham, it's not that long ago, 200 years ago, 200, 300 years ago. And during that time, he says, already people were no longer using the, you know, it wasn't like Chazal lived. Chazal lived when you had batim, which was apparently the place where you slept. The chotzer was a place which was reserved. You could eat out. People ate out there. That's what they ate. People did. They cleaned their clothes. We find what else? Cooking was done out there too. Probably maybe shchita. I don't know. But makes sense. Would make sense. They did that. The closest place, which is interesting, I know at least until the time of the Mechaber, the idea of chotzer and bias was done because I saw the Mechaber's chotzer. You can all see it. Do you know where it is in Sfas? Have you ever seen it before? It's very interesting. It's around the, you know where the base din of the shul called the Marie Caro shul in Sfas is. You know where that is? No, Marie Caro. There's a shul called the Marie Caro shul. It's a shul. It's an active shul. It's called the Marie Caro shul. The Marie Caro shul is not actually a shul. It was actually the base din. Like when you go in there, look at, if you ever go in there, you'll notice that part of the shul is like like on a you know higher up, like the OJ Beis Medrash. You know, half that higher part was probably where the Beis Din sat. That's how I understand it. It sat on a higher area, and the people were down in front of them. Today, that's the shul. It was once upon a time the Beis Din. If you go around the corner from that, go around, go to the end of the street, go down, go to the right, you'll see an entrance. That entrance is actually the entrance into the chutz where the Marie Cairo lived, Yosef Cairo. To the right is his home. There's a two stories. He had one house, one up with a stairwell, and then there's a where he was. To the corner is the little place, the little ma'ara, what you want to call it, where he learned with the Magid. To the left is a soup kitchen. Marie Cairo was the Rav of the city, and there was a place available there for people who wanted to eat and could come in and get food. So it was a place open for guests, people at all times, they could get food. It was also a place that he cooked, probably used for cooking for himself, and that was his chatzer, right there. And then there may be another home open to that too, another airway, another stairwell. So the closest thing to a chatzer existed even as late as the time of the Mechaber. And we'll see it, something to see if you know where it is. See the thing that Yosef Cairo was living there. A couple of times when I went with Yeshiva Tzitzvas, I took guys there and told them all about it, what that was. It's interesting. Okay. In any case, so the Chazon Ish's approach is, so the reason why the Magen Avraham says no batim chatzeres b'zman hazeh is because we don't have the concept of a chatzer. So Mimela, it's all batim. The way he's lashing is batim and rechovis. He calls them rechovis. I'm not sure how you call a stairwell a rechov. He doesn't call quite. And I think it's balpet. People say it has a din mavui. And when you make if you would make an eruv in your home, in your apartment building, he says it's midin shitufim avuis, and not midin eruv chatzeris, because you can't. It's batim open to his. I see in that shtickle, I didn't see that he calls it a rechayv. But in any case, he understands it's not a chatzer, and therefore everything is open to that. A comment on this. That's the Chazon Ish's approach. So that's, he says, that's what the Magen Avraham meant, and he wants to go with it and say that that's how he's going to be matir of the various mavay okum. With the Magen Avraham, you notice in the Mishnah Berurah, it's the first pshat he says when he talks about the heter. The first pshat is here, looking right here in the Kuf Yud Aleph. Hayne mishum demuvoseinu ein batim chateres psuchais l'seichai. Why are he learned that pshat into the Ramah? Why does the Ramah say that our chateres are considered to be our mavois considered chateres because we don't have batim chateres psuchim l'seichai? That is the pshat that he wants to go with. Later in the course thing, he says other pshatim, he says, he brings others, but the pshat he understood was because of batim chatzeris. He doesn't deal with the issue, what do you mean, the metzias is not so? I was thinking in where I live, in my building in Arzebira, we have four knisot into a mavui, at the knisa of the building, come downstairs, there's a mavui there. Every chatzer has two batim, and you have several, each stairwell if it would be a chatzer. Yeah, I have four chatzeros with kama batim. Even if you learn batim chatzeros means kipshuta, you need at least two homes open to two chatzeros, and that's what you need to have a mavui. I certainly have that in my building, and I suspect other buildings have that too. So if you don't say that, I can't imagine Europe was any different in Magen Avraham's time.
So
I don't,
stairwell is a mavui?
That's according to the Chazon Ish. He calls it a rechov. He doesn't want to call it a mavui, because it's not really a mavui either.
Say out here also, like the simta right here.
Pashtus is a mavui.
Pashtus
is a mavui. Pashtus right out here is a mavui mafulish. If you have to know what's over there at the other end. I mean, this is what we're talking about. You know, do you need a lechi at the end of the street over here? What? Oh, so I'm going to hold off on this. I do want to address this. Maybe I'll wait till Hanukkah, maybe at some point. I want to discuss this because this opens up a whole Pesach into Halakas Neris and what it means. We know that the halacha for the way it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch is that you light in your Pesach chotzer pasuch l'shu sarabim. According to the Chazon Ish, this doesn't exist bizman hazeh. According to the Brisker Rav, it did, and creates a whole big question as to what that means. And maybe at some point closer to Hanukkah, maybe we'll have a Hanukkah shir about that and talk about it. And I have what to say about the Chazon Ish. I don't think it's so poshut to say that it doesn't have a deal, but well, I'm running out of time. So anything else I want to comment on before I go? Yes, there is something else. There is another chiddush that comes out of this Magen Avraham, which I think I can prove. There's two chazanishes. One chazanish is where he says the metzias is not true. And then there's a second chazanish where he proposes, a little bit later, he proposes the fact that the Magen Avraham meant something else. He suggests the fact that there is no chatzer bizman is there. We don't have the concept of chatzeres. The Magen Avraham is saying a different chiddush. The issue of whether we have chatzeres bizman is there, what the issue is, what the machlekes is, we will talk about another time. But it's something else that the Magen Avraham, you see a big chiddush in this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is assuming that if I don't have batim chatzeres open to my mavui, it has it in chatzer. Lakula. This, as I was delved into, is a big issue. Some learn that if you have a mavui that doesn't have batim chatzeres psuch and the seichai, it doesn't get the coolers of mavui, but it doesn't get the coolers of chatzer either. In other words, a kula of lechi v'kaira you won't have. Fine, you need a tzuris of Pesach. But a kula like this, that I wouldn't need akmimus, something like that, that it may not get either. In other words, it's essentially a bahus, a mavui, but you won't give it the kulas, you won't give it the chumra, the kulas mechatesi, you won't give it you give it the chumra, it'll have the chumras of chatzir. Mechatesi gets the kulas of chatzir too. So I want to prove it from a tesis we had on Daf Hei. Because Taisus and Daf Hei, I wanted to use this. You asked me something, and I told you, well, when I get to it, I'm going to answer it, and I don't remember what you asked me, that I wanted to prove it. On Daf Hei and Hamad Beis, Taisus, when we were learning up the sugya of the Kal V'Chaymer from Chotzer to Mavui. So Taisus says like this, Afal gav de Chotzer Mavui Shavin, Kishen Merubayin. Even though a Chotzer and Mavui are the same when they're Meruba, Tzricha Pas Dali. If they would be shove, the mavi would have a din chotzer nita pas dalit. He says v'im orchan yaiser al rechavan nitarn belechi v'kaira mikol makom ovid kal v'chaymer shapir. We are still going to make a kal v'chaymer, which means what's my kal v'chaymer? I'm going to make the kal v'chaymer like this. Ma mavi that's maruba is eino niter belechi v'kaira, but it does have the din oy maruba laparutz. Mavi that is not maruba, which is nitter with lechi v'kaira, certainly shouldn't have the din omud removal of parutz. I see from here that a mavui that is squared off would have the heter of omud removal of parutz, the heter of chatzer. So it looks like it's a raya from the Magen Avraham that when I have dinim that seem to take from a mavui, take off the coolers of mavui, the dine mavui from a mavui, it's not the pshat that it doesn't have the coolers of mavui. It's also going to get the coolers of chotzer too. It turns into all the dinim of chotzer. So on that point, I'm bringing a raya for the Magen Avraham. Somebody told me, I couldn't find it. Somebody told me, huh? What was his kasha? According to him, that's what we were talking about. If you hold. We have to go through the whole kash again. I'm running out of time. It goes the other way?
He says that you won't have
the coolers. That's a steer. So maybe it could be machalikas.
I don't remember what the tesis is. I remember one of the Rishonim saying.
So this tesis is meduic. Somebody told me the chazanish brings a raya from this tesis. I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the chazanish. If he brings a raya from the tesis, great. That this is what you see in this tesis. This tesis seems to be meduic like that. So this would be a raya to the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. A lot of poskim say it's not so. But it would be a raya l'chayr to the chiddush of the Magen Avraham that it gets the dinim of the coolers of chatzer, and therefore he would be right on this point.
It's a type of morka. It's a chatzer and a morka.
The mavoi, when it doesn't have the tikkunim, everything is either a mavoi or a chatzer. So if it doesn't have a din mavoi, it's going to automatically move into the category of chatzer and get the coolers of chatzer too. Okay, I'm going to stop here. We will address the issue of the chazanish at another time. We're running out of time. It needs a little more beer. And how it manifests itself in Hilchus Chanukah, I'll take up at another time too. Maybe a little bit of Chanukah shir. Huh? Someday we are going to have a chazar.